or Ali C today.
The president is going to start the week off on the defense before a speech to the nation on Monday night. The rest are back in the Capitol, and you can bet it's going to be an interesting week. Probably in your own backyards, getting ready for tax time. Worried about your taxes going up? Don't worry, it's going to happen, trust me. With the positions that we're in now in the United States, I do not see how taxes don't end up going up, even despite all these promises that it's not going to happen. I say it's going to happen. So start putting those extra dollars in that jar. Seriously, get your jar ready. Fling that money in that jar in case you need it. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. Just a little bit about what we're going to talk about. The conversation the president's going to have with the nation. What do you think it should focus on? Should he really be on the defense saying what's happening in Libya? In the meantime, Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, has already assured some folks that Syria is not going to be at all the next place that we jump into, even if people are shot in the streets. She didn't say even if people are shot in the streets, but she did say that there's no intervention happening there. We're going to stay out of their situation. See, this is the problem. You jump in on Libya because you say civilians are being slaughtered, but what about all the other places in the world where civilians get gunned down? What happens if that happens in Syria or Jordan or any of these other places where there's a lot of unrest? So where does it stop? Where do you draw the line? The president definitely, I'm sure, feels like some people are ganging up on him, and he needs to get in front of this crisis, because it has been a crisis. There's still some confusion that's flying around as to when, how does this end? Give us the clear-cut version of what's happening here. Not a lot of the other talking heads surrounding the president. Just, boom, this is the deal. This is why. This is what. You could say maybe he did a little bit of that, but not enough. And I really think that that's the reason why this speech is happening. How many times does the president have these speeches? Not very often. But if you're running or you want a second term and you know that this is something that's setting off some alarms with even people in your own party, you got to shore it up. So this bubbled over. This wasn't just like a neat little package, even though it was explained. Well, listen, the UN had their Security Council come up with a resolution. Boom. We got involved. Actually, truth be told, we rewrote what that statement was, what that resolution was. So the U.S. is definitely still heavily involved in Libya, even though there's a supposed handoff. Still heavily, heavily involved. Secretary of State Clinton had this to say on the Libyan situation, and Newt Gingrich, remember him? He's officially running for president. You've seen him a lot on Fox and some other shows. He's written a couple of books that have been pretty popular. And Gingrich threw in on Libya as well, and the situation with Muammar Gaddafi, and after 4 decades, that this dictator had to, what, go? Here's what he had to say.
You say publicly, we're getting rid of Gaddafi because you want Gaddafi's military to get up every morning and see a clear, simple message. He's gone. Do you want to go with him?
We are supporting a mission through NATO that was very much initiated by European requests joined by Arab requests. I think this is a watershed moment in international decision-making. I don't think that this kind of internationally authorized intervention, where we are one of a number of countries participating to enforce a humanitarian mission, is the kind of unilateral action that either I or President Obama was speaking of several years ago.
Ooh, unilateral mission, watershed moment. Ooh, what is this? So this is the future? There's going to be more of these. Senator Joe Lieberman says if the Syrian president attacks his own people, that an international coalition should intervene like they did in Libya. I told you that the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, said that the United States would deplore any violence in Syria, but they won't intervene in that Middle East country. See, this is the problem, and this is really the true Pandora's box that's been opened up. Syria is very unclear. Very unclear. So how much intervention can we afford? And not just Lieberman, but Senator John McCain, his Republican counterpart, his buddy in Arizona, of course, as you all know, John McCain, says that what we've seen so far in Libya, this is a moment of historic proportions. And he agrees. He agrees that the Middle East, when in these situations in the Arab world, that you've got this opportunity for democracy and freedom. So is that our job in the U.S.? Are we telling the people how they should, what kind of government they should have? Do you think that's what we should be doing? Throw in your two cents if you want to. You know, this is the, of course, water cooler highway that I like to call it in the overnight hours. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. If the U.S. is the rescuer and helps people from being slaughtered, in the end, should they expect to have a say in what the government that is then formed should be? That's the tricky part, too. And I'm going to say no. How much intervention is too much intervention? Hey, look, I'm an optimist. And if we could say spread democracy, people need to have their voices heard. They need free elections. The system works, even if you'll get corruption here and there. And yes, there's problems and nothing's perfect. But wouldn't it be better to not have dictators and people being assassinated right and left because they want freedoms? Well, of course, the answer is yes. But realistically, is it our place to go in and demand that? Is it our place to go in and try to set up that form of government wherever we think we need to be involved? And the answer is a lot of people in these countries do not want that. They might want some help. Hey, do you got my back? Because they're slaughtering us. But then they want to set up their own form of government, and who knows what that government will be. It might be a government we really don't like in the end. It might be the flip of one guy for another bad guy eventually down the road. All right, I got to throw this in at the top. With everything that's happening in Japan and what's going on with the radiation, because, okay, it's not safe. And more things are coming out that, the people should have been told this, and it should have been further back, more than 12 miles, and now we're worried about the seawater, and we're seeing all kinds of spikes that are very disconcerting, and et cetera. And even the fact that if we were to roll this back, some of the reports are showing that, of course, the nuclear power plant that should have never been built there, the plant owner was warned of the tsunami threat, but he saw dollar signs naturally and went ahead and put it there in the first place. And now look what's happened. Do you worry about that in this country? We'll talk about it next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Check your emails here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I hope you had a fabulous weekend. Maybe you watched a little hoop. Maybe you could care less about sports or basketball and you were reading something. I don't know. Or perhaps you were watching what was unfolding in Libya and some other places of the world like Japan, the radiation factor, and ultimately making you concerned about the safety of the nuclear power plants in our country. And, of course, when something like Japan happens at Fukushima, there is always a heightened alert, and they're going to be hearing on what are the safety procedures, et cetera. At a lot of these plants, I've already told you about my experience being near Diablo that was on a coastline in San Luis Obispo, and how there would be protests and whatnot, even not when I was there, but previous to me being there, Martin Sheen chained himself to the outside gate of Diablo. But it turns out Diablo is actually not too far from a little old fault line. Yeah, that just kind of makes you go, ooh, well, PG&E. Really, wink, wink, how safe is it? And you know that I'm a person that I think we should develop nuclear power, more nuclear power. That's an alternative that we can use, so I hope it doesn't completely get thrown out the window because of what's happened. I mean, that's the thing. Hysteria ensues. It's like the oil spill, which was sick and nasty and ridiculous. And rules were bent, and rules were broken, and regulations weren't followed, yada yada, absolutely. But you have this horrific oil spill in the Gulf, and what does that lead to? It leads to moratoriums on drilling. But, ooh, right before that, we were going to drill. So now we have moratoriums on drilling, and then we're not going after oil. And then, oh, by the way, there are places we could safely go after oil. Alaska, hello. But we don't want to do that environmentally and the fights and whatever. We're constantly, in the United States, we're constantly placating people. That's what it is. It's that the fine art of placation. I just made that up. And that's what it is. Because if you can just placate the people, you can get what you want, whether it's money, power, or position. So if you want one of those three things and it has to do with something that, ooh, could be a little dicey, you got to just dance around it. You got to kill it, whatever, and play the game. It's called placation. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I mean, stand up, period. And, you know, look at it from different angles, have the conversations, and then make the decisions. Jeez. 800-259-5791 if you want to throw in on some of this stuff, including Syria's about to explode and Hillary Clinton says, well, you know, hey, we're not going to intervene there. But there are people that think we should intervene there. Like, as I said, John McCain, who thinks it's a big opportunity, and Joe Lieberman. Jerry in Georgia, you have the floor. What's up?
Hey, Kate, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, buddy?
Well, I wanted to not just throw out a jab, but really slam somebody. I lived in Kansas City for 15 years, and that is a annoyingly partisan KU city. And I just wanted to wish everybody back there a happy Monday and say bye-bye to the Jayhawks.
I love it. You are taking a jab, but it's a good jab. I gotcha.
They're so arrogant, Kate. I mean, yeah, they've got a great program, but I enjoyed nothing more to see
VCU.
That coach is unreal for VCU.
I agree. Shaka Smart.
He can, the guy's 33 years old and taking a team that wasn't even thought to even should have been in the tournament.
Right.
But I'd love to see Bill Self sitting on the bench today, and I do respect him. He's a great coach, but about 5 or 6 or 8 minutes into the game, you could kind of see the pressure. You could see the pressure rising. But, anyway, Kate, about Libya. These rebels over there, I'm sure, are really clapping us along on this deal, but I heard that a lot of them may be Al-Qaeda. So who do you think is going to take over that country? What we'll do is bomb Gaddafi out of power, which isn't probably not a bad thing, but we're just going to bring in our mortal enemy. You know,
that's the problem. I mean, this is what we're saying. Okay, so you're exchanging one guy for who's coming in next. The Al-Qaeda reference, especially when you talk about Syria, I agree. And look at the rest of the problems that are bubbling up in the Middle East. So what does the U.S. do? What should the U.S. do? Say, listen, we're going to help put the person in place. Kind of like in Libya. I mean, but then that means we're all in, too. That means we're all in, and it's war. So it's not a half thing. If we're directing the show and we're allowed to take over the show, that means it's what we want to see happen there, like we wanted to see happen in Iraq. So that's different.
I think political correctness goes out the window, and for our vital national security interests, I think we should behind the scenes have a whole lot of influence, but I don't think Barry probably has the foresight to do that.
No, they're not going to do that. They won't do that. That's why Clinton threw out what she said about, Syria, no, we're not going to intervene in Syria to get in front of it. So she could set up the president so that he wouldn't take as much of a hit like the Libyan situation because of the blowback from Libya from jumping in on that and not declaring war, or not, you know, going through Congress or whatever and officially making it a war deal. So they're trying to manipulate around it.
How many people, Kate, if you look at it, and I'll cut this off here pretty quick, but there's so many people that have to cover for Obama, and Obama he'll make a statement, and he'll have to come out 3 days later and make a speech about what he was trying to say. And there's a soundbite from him that just outrages me, talking about, and he's like blaming it on everybody else, talking about it would be immoral to pass on all this debt to China onto our children when he's borrowing money, printing money. The American dollar, and I'm afraid it's going to go.
Tank more, yeah.
And it, when it goes, Kate, I'm afraid if you don't have three little sixes on your forehead, you may not be able to get into the grocery store. Thank you.
All right, Jerry, thanks for the call. Yeah, there a lot of what he said, there's scary times. There is reason to be concerned. The printing of money, like it's monopoly money, and we're not really knowing how much is out there. This has been going on for a while, though. So, yes, the value of the dollar is scary to see where that's headed. And this enormous debt, ultimately, I mean, listen, I'm not telling you something you don't know. I would be stunned if all of our taxes just don't go up. It's going to happen because ultimately that's what it's going to be. We have to, if we just take the pain now, 3-4 years down the line, I mean, no one's going to say that. And nobody running that wants to be elected is going to flat out say that. But the truth is, this is such a mess, it's going to amount to taxes. I saw an interesting piece on 60 Minutes, and it's something that we've actually talked about. We had on Saul Albaum, our financial friend, and he talked about it. And we've talked to some other financial people about this. Why are the corporations located in other places? Because of the tax breaks is another thing. They don't have phony corporations, but they have very few people working in some of these offices because they don't want to pay the 30-35% in taxes when they can pay 15% someplace else. And we're seeing that with Cisco, a lot of the high-tech companies, Google. So all the money that could be going into our coffers if the tax base was lowered so the corporations would stay on the books in the United States could turn things around, but they won't do it. Hang with us.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Back in thrones, have their tools. Slakes and velvety, with the rules.
Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N, Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, Organica Seed is healthy seed.
Bad luck that has got a hold on you. You spend money, about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. All that is plain mistakes, the chances go around. And if you want to know the truth about it, I tell you what the truth is.
America Tonight, starting off another week. Thanks for listening, folks. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation and beyond our borders. We're talking about Libya and the Middle East and, you know, what else. It affects all of us in our backyard, though. Doesn't matter where you're living, whether it's someplace in Florida along the Space Coast or you're in Connecticut, Illinois, pick a place, any place, Texas, Michigan. It affects all of us because we're talking about the money situation. We're talking about the humanitarian situation. We're the good guys. We're the knights in shining armor. For some reason, though, everybody wants our help, and then they forget that we help them. I shouldn't say everybody. But let's say, 75% of the world, when they want to kick us, boy, they'll kick us. When they want our help, though, oh, please help us. Be sure the number one superpower. How long will we be the number one superpower? It is slipping away because of our situation, our monetary situation, and the ridiculous debt we're crippled with and how to figure that out and what to do with the budget and et cetera, et cetera. I got to say this before we take any more calls. If anybody else wants to throw in their 2 cents on what we've been kicking around, 800-259-5791. And we're going to go to emails too, americatonight.net. I'm going to slip in a quick one on emails. But before we go to all of that, Geraldine Ferraro, boy, that's a blast from the past, isn't it? Think of the 80s. Think of 84 and Walter Mondale and Ferraro, who you knew that, I mean, they had no prayer of winning that. But she was the breakthrough woman, in a sense, because she was the first female VP candidate from any U.S. party, you know, Democrats or Republicans. So she would be a trailblazer. And somebody told me earlier in the day that Palin, Sarah Palin, of all people, said, Oh, she would have really liked to have a conversation with Ferraro that she respected her, etc. It's like, wow, they couldn't have been more polar opposites, though, if you think of Ferraro's career and Sarah Palin's. Anyway, here's what Mondale had to say and Chuck Schumer about Ferraro.
I think she ran a great race. I was very proud of her. She was smart, she was tough, and she cared, and I think history's going to be very kind to her.
17 women in the Senate. We have 40 or 50 in the House. She broke those barriers and made it all possible.
She did. She did break those barriers, no matter what. If you thought she was way off onto the left side and beyond, and you don't agree with anything that she did or voted for, any of that kind of stuff, she definitely was a glass ceiling breaker, absolutely. Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Well, you know, I think Brother Barack is going to be speaking to us tomorrow.
He is. We talked about that. Yes, I think he's going to be on the defense.
Yeah, and, you know, Syria, I mean, that is a really geopolitically important place, let me tell you. It's surrounded by Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
It's surrounded by Jordan. It's surrounded by Lebanon, Turkey, and it shares a border with Israel. Okay? You know Israel is just flooding agents into Syria right now. And if we don't take advantage of this, matter of fact, you know, there is only one country that has stayed on the State Department's list for states that sponsor terrorism since the beginning, and that country is Syria.
You're right. Good point. Yes.
You know? So I think that we are going to do something in Syria. And it's because I think everybody wants to keep the prices of gas going up because everybody is making cash money on it.
Right.
Okay? And but we have to understand what the law is. Now, they're going to start talking about the War Powers Act and whether the president has the authority to initiate military action without asking Congress.
Right.
Now, the Constitution says Congress is the one that declares war, but the War Powers Act was passed in, I believe, 73 by a supermajority in the House and the Senate over a veto of President Nixon. So, you know, a whole lot of people passed that law, and it states, okay, more or less, that the president can you know, order the military into hostilities, but first he has to declare war, or the House has to pass some sort of law or something like that, or he can declare a national emergency. Now, if he does that, and he doesn't have to, there's no criteria of what a national emergency is, it's his opinion. If he does that, then he can send troops. Then once he does that, he has to consult with the Congress, which does not mean asking permission. He probably just says, we're going in. Talk to you later. You know, all he has to do is
but
consult.
Here's the thing, though, Tomas. Hillary Clinton has already said, oh, we're not going to get involved in the Syrian situation. We're not going to do that. That's why you had Joe Lieberman, Senator Lieberman, and McCain saying, wow, this is an opportunity for America. They're saying the opposite. We got to be there. We're seeing what's happening in Syria.
You know, that's not the first time that Hillary has said one thing, and then the Obama people have come out and said something else. So,
right.
But as I was saying with the War Powers Act, the president can declare an emergency.
Right.
Then he has to consult Congress first. But that's not asking permission. Then he can launch an attack. And after that, Congress can give him 60 days, or if they're really pissed through a concurrent resolution, they can stop him at any time. You know, there's reporting and everything. But if Congress gets really pissed at him, they can stop him. That's in the War Powers Act. So that's the way it works. He does not have to ask for permission, but he must declare a national emergency. And, you know,
yeah, like what? Weapons of mass destruction?
Well, you know.
I'm just kidding. But, Al-Qaeda. I mean, that's what you could say. You know, listen, if you want to, you said it. If you look at terrorism and what's on the watch list, Syria, baby, Yemen would be like second.
Right. There's nobody who's been on there every single year. They're like the gold medal winners. Okay.
Right.
And you know what? Turkey has a new Islamic party. They've had it there now, and they've been trying to start going toward Islam. And so I tell you what, if there's an inkling of the United States trying to put pressure on Syria, I see the gas prices going crazy this week. So anyway, that's my analysis.
Time to get that bicycle out, Tomas.
and buy the stocks, right? Buy the stocks.
Oh, yeah. Buy the stocks. Absolutely. Look at those stocks right now. There's no question about that. Look at silver. Although I am not a broker, look at silver. Look at gold. Thanks, Tomas.
Bye-bye.
And be careful. Be careful. Here's what's sad. For a lot of people, seriously, with all of the craziness that's happening in the Middle East, with what's happening in our country, the budget problems, the concern over the debt, the pensions being plundered over decisions to actually throw in on some of those pensions, some of the reasons that they're tanking is because of what they bought into, and it was a lot of that bad money, a lot of that mortgage stuff and chasing that they were sold a bill of goods. Doesn't matter if they were sold a bill of goods. They jumped in on that, and then it was tanking a lot of the pensions. So the retirement accounts of so many people are really getting swacked. And I'm talking about middle-class people who worked, and this is what they were doing. They were putting money away, and they were trying to make it happen so they didn't have to panic or worry about it. And there's going to be a lot of people that are caught in the in-between because of it. You know that old saying about let the good times roll? We miss the good times. Not to be cynical, but when it comes to the whole retirement thing, we miss the good times. The get the gold watch, this is it, this is the end of the rainbow, boom. Here's your big check. Here's what you thought you were going to get. Oh, forget about that. No way. That's why this is really a time to be an entrepreneur and trying to control your own destiny, because of the lack of the what used to be. You do this, you move along, you're going to make X amount of money, and you can expect that you could go all the way through and make a decent living, but those days are definitely in the rearview mirror. All right, coming up here on America Tonight in our next segment, we're going to actually hear what you had to say on some of this stuff as far as the mail is concerned. I got an avalanche of mail over the weekend, so I'm going to jump to that. And I'm also going to scatter shoot a little bit, because there were some interesting things, I think, that happened since we last talked, and I want to re-rack on some of those, just to make sure that you know what's going on in the world. What is the real water cooler buzz in our own backyards besides the situation in the Middle East? Because really, everybody is talking about that. Everybody's talking about, are we gonna end up having wars all over the place, and we have a voluntary military and all the things that we've been talking about all the way through here. So hang with us.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The Final Four, and Ellen listening to us in Vermont, my take on Syria. We're going to get to those emails and a few others in just a few minutes. But before we do that, coming up this week, besides the president talking about Libya, which I think he's going to be on the defense somewhat, and maybe try to get ahead of the situation in the Middle East with Syria, we'll see what happens. But maybe some explanations, more about Gaddafi, that's what it's going to look like, what's going on with the rebels, all that sort of stuff, and maybe specifics about why. Okay, here's what we did, this is what the UN did, people were being shot, this is why it's a humanitarian deal for us, and this is, I think he'll even say where the money came from for the Tomahawks. I bet you he'll say something about the money. Not maybe in broad strokes, but I bet you he'll do that. But specifically, he'll talk about the UN Security Council resolution, which approved the military action, not an occupation, but the action to prevent Gaddafi's people from attacking civilians and cities. That's what I think. And that intervention jumping into the middle of that civil war, you know, the government forces and the protesters and Gaddafi, who still is digging in. He's not out at this point. There are still people that are loyal to Gaddafi. Will they flip over? That's going to be part of the conversation. Another thing that will come up this week that affects us, because the Libyan situation does affect us. It affects you if you have sons or daughters maybe involved in some aspect of the military that could perhaps be involved in this, or certainly financially, taxpayer money being used to pay for all the missiles and whatnot. But besides Libya, Syria, what's happening in the Middle East, on our own soil, the pushing of the budget, the constantly battling over what are we going to do, what's being sliced, not sliced, this isn't right, that's not right, Planned Parenthood versus where are we taking money out of wherever, and ridiculous amounts of money that we're bleeding in this country. So with this tight budget, April 8th, the date, this is going to be heavy, heavy conversation. Heavy conversation in D.C. once again. And Senator Lugar said, you know, we can't, with this tight budget, we can't afford what's happening. And also, we've got no exit plan. Now, where do you think the exit plan is coming in when we're talking about money and we're talking about Libya and we're talking about the budget? Take a listen.
There must be a plan. There must be objectives, the end game, what we want to achieve, and then at least some means of, as to how that's going to occur. That has not happened as yet. I don't believe we should be engaged in the Libyan civil war. I believe the Libyans are going to have to work that out. The fact is that we don't have particular ties with anybody in the Libyan picture. Estimates are that about $1 billion has already been spent on an undeclared war in Libya. Some would say only hundreds of millions, and that will diminish in the days ahead. But who knows how long this goes on?
There's the big question. Who knows how long it goes on? How much more is spent? We don't know. We don't know how much money is going to be thrown at the Libyan situation, and then what happens with Syria? Are we in on the Syria thing? What's next after that? And, you know, why do we always pick the wrong places? Because I think it's just like Afghanistan. Not that you could look at Afghanistan and say, well, we need to go after the Taliban. But why wasn't Pakistan? I know, oh, Pakistan, our friend. Why wasn't Pakistan the target, though, to get in there where you know you had terrorists? Tomas brought this up, and it was a good point, talking about Syria as a deadly zone. Syria, Yemen. And what about Pakistan? Are you kidding me? They're talking out of both sides of their mouth there. The best thing Hillary Clinton has done the entire time she's been Secretary of State was saying to the Pakistanis, you know where Osama bin Laden is. Help us. I mean, come on. She called him on the carpet. Ooh, let's make friends with him because, you know, we know that this is a situation. And we know that in Pakistan, they're just embracing the people who crawl over into Afghanistan, come back, and then they're safe havens after they've dropped some IEDs and some other harmful bombs that they've planted, roadside bombs, same thing, that have killed people and have certainly wounded and killed soldiers, not just American soldiers, but others as well. Let's move to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. Jake in Austin, as I said, wanted to know about the Final Four. Wow, it's interesting. How about this? UK, Kentucky beats UNC 76-69. VCU knocks off number one KU 71-61. Yeah, we're not in Kansas anymore. And UConn beats Arizona 65-63. That was a good, tight game. In overtime, Butler does away with Florida 74-71. So you have VCU playing Butler, and you have Kentucky taking on Connecticut. I think this is going to be fun to watch. And who knows? I mean, I'll have to really look at the matchup with VCU and Butler, but what a stunner. It just goes to show you that underdogs can prevail, and I think in America we love the underdog in sports, and this makes for a more than interesting conversation. I don't believe that Kansas thought that VCU coming into this, I don't think they thought that there was any way that they were going to be bumped out. I certainly didn't think it, to be honest. What a stunner. Do you know VCU became just the third 11 seed to make the Final Four in the history of March Madness? And, I mean, it's incredible. The Rams are headed to Houston. And the final number one seed, Kansas, they're done. I mean, this is one of the biggest upsets, I think, in tournament history in a very long time. And then Butler. Butler. So now, who's the underdog in this one? I'd say VCU is going to, they're going to be considered the underdog, but boy, I think this is going to be a fun game to watch. And VCU had sold all of its tickets in like 1,000 tickets in San Antonio after they went further than any of their Ram teams had gone ever in their history. So then the weekend before in Chicago, they had so many of the extra tickets, Purdue fans had actually had taken them. I wonder what it's going to be like in Houston. I think it's going to be, I think this is the sexy, hot team to watch. Shaka Smart, the VCU coach, who a lot of people are going to look at. This guy's going to have his pick of, I think, coaching jobs eventually, no question about it. All right, Ellen in Vermont says, Kate, what do you think about the Syrian situation? How fast does this explode? Well, as we are speaking, it's pretty nasty in Syria. They have protests in the streets, just like we've seen in other places. The problem is, if you don't do anything at all in Syria, if you just watch sort of things unfold, who's stepping in that Syrian situation? Probably of all of the places that we've talked about, it is one of the scariest and a place where we should be concerned about who or what happens there. I mean, it's hell and beyond. If you look at this is vital. I think it's funny because Gates, the Secretary of Defense, said that Libya is not a vital interest for the U.S., but you'd think Syria would have to be, although Hillary Clinton says the U.S. isn't going to intervene in the Syria unrest. And will the president back that up and say the same thing? But how many al-Qaeda folks are laying in wait there? How dangerous is Syria? And the answer is, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 10. Absolutely. If you have any thoughts, just like Ellen and Jake, you can send them to me at AmericaTonight.net.